You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to...
I have proposed a questionnaire, a kind of multiple choice for people and students. We were distributed them and we saw how they can reduce light pollution. Their ideas and start to think and raise awareness about light pollution and the first steps taken by them. I try to do a comparison of public lighting in different geographical areas of latitude and longitude located on Earth. Light pollution, also known as photopollution or luminous pollution, is excessive or obstructive artificial light. The Light Pollution Authority defines light pollution as any adverse effect of artificial light, including sky glow, glare, light trespass, light clutter, decreased visibility at night, and energy waste. Cluj-Napoca is situated parallel 46 degrees north latitude and the meridian of 23 degrees east longitude. Light pollution is a side effect of industrial civilization. Its source includes building interior and interior lighting, advertising, commercial properties, offices, factories, streetlights, and illuminated sporting events. It's the most severe in highly industrialized, densely populated areas of North America, Europe, and Japan, and in major cities of Middle East and North Africa like Cairo, but even relatively small amounts of light can be noticed and create problems. Like other forms of pollution, such as air, water, and noise pollution, light pollution causes damage to the environment. It obscures the stars in the night sky for city dwellers, interferes with astronomical observatories, and like any other form of pollution disrupts ecosystems and have adverse health effects. Light pollution can be divided into two main types. Annoying light that intrudes on an otherwise natural or low light setting. Excessive light, generally indoors, that leads to discomfort and adverse health effects. Since the early 1980s, a global dark sky movement has emerged with concerned people campaigning to reduce the amount of light pollution. Since not everyone is irradiated by the same lightning source, it is common for one person's light pollution to be light that is desirable for others. One example of this is found in advertising when an advertiser wishes for particular lights to be bright and visible, even so others find them annoying. Other types of light pollution are more certain. For instance, light that accidentally crosses a property boundary and annoys a neighbor is generally wasted and pollutive light. Where objective measurements is desired, light levels can be qualified by file measurement or mathematical modeling with results typically displayed as an isophot map or light counter map. Authorities have also taken a variety of measures for dealing with light pollution, depending on the interests, beliefs, and understanding of the society involved. Light pollution is a broad term that refers to multiple problems, all of which are caused by inefficient, unappealing, or unnecessary use for artificial light.